Hi everyone, welcome to section 3 of our Azure for DreamSpark series. I'm Stephen Howell at Serogue on Twitter. I'm the Academic Engagement Manager for Microsoft Ireland, and over the last 20 years I've been a computer science lecturer and a software engineer. I love showing students of all ages how they can do really cool things with computers. So this section is really, really interesting to me, because it's aimed at people who already know a little bit of coding. However, if you have enjoyed this series, and this is our last episode on this particular series, so I hope you have enjoyed it, but you might want to learn more, and I highly recommend the Microsoft Virtual Academy. That's at mva.microsoft.com. If you go there, you'll find hundreds of courses. There's millions of users. It's really, really impressive, the breadth and the depth of training they have there for IT pros and developers. It's all free. It can help you on the way to certification, or it can just help you upskill yourself if you're a self-directed learner. It's really, really good. And it's not just Microsoft products. I've learned courses for lots of different technologies there, and you can find it's presented by people who really know their stuff, and they can really teach new technologies really well. So I highly recommend it, especially if you're a student. So what's today's section all about? Well, we've already done Azure for DreamSpark section 1, which is registering on Azure for DreamSpark, and I hope you've done that already, because this will be very hard to follow if you haven't. The second section is optional. That's for people who don't know any sort of web development at all. They don't know HTML from JavaScript, but they want to have a website. So you can use WordPress to get up and running with a blog really quickly. And then for people who would be more like, hopefully you listening, this is aimed at people who know a little bit of coding, maybe a lot of coding, but they certainly know what HTML is, they know a bit of CSS3, maybe they even know JavaScript. Now, you don't have to be an expert at all, but it is aimed at people who understand these concepts. The reasoning being is that I'm going to be showing you an IDE that lets you very quickly deploy on Azure. So this is section 3, setting up an Azure website with Microsoft WebMatrix 3. So this guide aims to help students publish a blank website on the Microsoft Azure cloud totally for free using WebMatrix 3. And it won't be blank for long. We're going to modify it a little bit. Who can actually follow this and actually do all the steps? Well, this course is aimed at higher education institution students, particularly those in Ireland. So that's students in Ireland who are at a third level college or university. That includes Ireland, Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, and all the institutes of technology, all the regional colleges in the north, and all the universities north and south. It will probably work, this guide, if you are in a university or college just about anywhere in the world, but I can't guarantee it. I can only guarantee it for Ireland. So you can try these steps if you're in another country, and I hope they work for you, but I've written this guide with students in the Irish colleges in mind. The reason for that is that they're all set up on dreamspark.com already. So if your college is on dreamspark.com, this will probably work for you. And if your college is not on dreamspark.com, then you might have to prove your student status. But if you go to dreamspark.com, it'll take you through those steps. Now, because this is the final section in our series on Azure for DreamSpark, you really, really do need to do section 1, registering with Azure for DreamSpark. And you need to have activated your Azure subscription. Now, if you haven't done it yet, that's okay. You can pause here, go watch that video. It's only 15 minutes long. Follow all the steps. You should be finished the steps by the end of the video, and you'll be good to go then. Come back and we'll start again. If you haven't done that, you'll be able to watch this but not actually be able to do it. I'd highly recommend doing section 1 first and then skipping to here. So I'm actually going to follow these steps, but I've put the slides in so you can have something to refer to. So what is Web Matrix 3? I mean, you've heard of Visual Studio probably. It's our number one IDE or integrated development environment for students and professionals. It's well known, very popular. Web Matrix 3 is less well known, and the reason is it's kind of aimed at a younger age group who are maybe newer to coding, and it's not quite as heavy or as powerful or as fully featured as Web Matrix 3. Sorry, as Visual Studio. Web Matrix 3 is very much an IDE for people who are focused on the web and publishing to the cloud, but it has all the sort of enterprise type features that you want to have in an IDE. It has Git and source code management. It has the ability to deploy to cloud. It has a lot of very nice features that you wouldn't expect in a small, free, not very well known or used IDE professionally, but really popular with students. So if you're involved in a coder dojo, you'll see a lot of students using Web Matrix 3. It's a much smaller download than Visual Studio, and it's a little bit friendlier than getting started on a full stack IDE. So the blurb from the website says Web Matrix is a free, lightweight, cloud-connected web development tool. Create, publish, and maintain your website with ease. So the website to download it is microsoft.com/web/webmatrix. That's WebMatrix. And once you've downloaded it, please install it. And once you've gone through the install process, I've already installed it. When you first run, you will find that you're given sort of a blank startup page, but I want you to sign in. And you'll need, this is why doing section one is important. Remember, the very first thing we do in section one is set up a Microsoft account. If you didn't already have one, you've set one up. So now you need your Microsoft account. So I'm actually going to go do that now, and I'm going to open up Web Matrix. Here we go. And as Web Matrix 3 opens, we'll see I'm not signed in. So if we see up here in the top right-hand corner, it says sign in. So it is tempting to start clicking on new, but sign in first because it will be worth it. I click sign in, add account. I'm given two options, sign in recommended or import an account. You're going to want sign in recommended. It comes up with Windows Azure. You can, if you don't have Azure, you can click on a free trial, but we already have Azure because we've set up our Azure for DreamSpark. And you'll see use your Microsoft account or use your organizational account. Because you've set up your Azure with your Microsoft account, because it's Azure for DreamSpark, you want to click the very first one. Now I'm signing in here as Jack Howell, and that's because I'm not a student who is on DreamSpark, whereas Jack is. So that's Jack's Microsoft account. And now I put in the password and I click sign in. And it should download the account details, and with that will come the Azure account details. This is very, very important because now you can see I'm logged in there, Jack Howell. Now when I go to create a website, it will automatically offer to deploy it to Azure for me. So let's test that out. I click New, and we have several different options. There's a template gallery, an app gallery, an empty site. We're going for our empty site. We're keeping this as simple as possible. So what we're really doing here is saying, how do I set up a website which is blank to start with, even though I'm going to change it after a while? And the very first thing it gives me is site name, empty site 5. .azurewebsites.net. You can see the white exclamation mark on the red corner there. That means that's taken. The location is South Central US, so the very first thing to do is change that to North Europe, where I'm based. Now, if you're watching this in Ireland or Northern Ireland, your location is North Europe, not Western Europe or West Europe, not Southeast Asia, not West US. It's definitely North Europe. That's in Dublin. That's the closest one to you. However, you might say, I'm actually watching this in Southeast Asia. Well, then obviously don't select North Europe. Select the one closest to you geographically. That'll make it faster. Now, the site name, I'm going to call this Jack Howell Cool Page. And it will check if that's a unique name. And if it's a unique name, it'll let me create it. If it's not a unique name, I'll get the error message telling me it's not unique. So I click OK. And we can see down here it says provisioning Jack Howell Cool Page. AzureWebsites.net. So that means it's actually creating it. It's already done there. That didn't take very long. I can click publish when I want to see the changes. But the very first thing I'm going to do is click Jack Howell CoolPage.AzureWebsites.net. So when I click that, I'm going to effectively a blank page that's been set up for me, but there's nothing on it. This is completely blank. Now, when I say completely blank, it's not white. There will be a message there, but it's been set up for me by Azure, not by anything I've done. So this is very much your version 1 or version 0, I should say. There's nothing here yet. So it's come up with, this web app has been successfully created. There's nothing here yet, but Microsoft Azure makes it simple to publish content with Git, FTP, or your favorite development tool, such as Visual Studio, Visual Studio Online, or WebMetrics. And there's a button to tell me more. I'm going to leave that alone now. Okay, we'll say goodbye to that, and we'll go back here. So now we have empty site 5. We have create a new file, choose from one of many templates. So that's what I want to do. I want to create a new file. So I click create a new file. And it's going to bring me up with a selection of file types. We've HTML, Hypertext Markup Language, CSS3, Cascading Style Sheets, and it goes on. And we're going to do two things. We're going to select HTML, and we're going to change the name to be index.html. You can explore here yourself and have a look at the other types of files. If you've done a little bit of development, you'll recognize lots of this and you'll know what to do with them. I'm not going to explain you know what the different types of files are, but if you know the difference between XML and TXT and PHP, you're good to go. So we'll say index.html and we click OK. So it opens up for us, and it looks like Consolus font, which is a nice font for source code. It's very small, so I'm going to hold down the control key and scroll my mouse wheel to make it bigger so you can see that. So it's just fairly, you know, standard HTML template. You know, it sets the encoding language and the different things. Everything's blank for title, for body. There's nothing there, okay? Now, if we were to publish this right now, we wouldn't see anything. But I have a couple of choices before I publish. I can click publish and see what it looks like on Azure. Or I can click run and see what it looks like in web browsers installed on my computer. And as you can see, I've got Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer. Edge is also on my machine. You can see it down here, but it's a bit new, so it's not on this list here. So I'm going to click Firefox, and it'll open it up locally on Firefox. You can see that it's running a little server. In fact, if you look down here in the bottom right, you can see that it's running a IIS server, and there I am at localhost. There's nothing there because I haven't actually edited anything in. So let's test that out. Let's say Jack's page, and I'm going to save that with Control S, and then I click run, and you'll notice it opens up a new tab with Jack's page, and I can see that's different from my previous tab. So I'm actually quite happy now that the edits I make are shown locally. But what about being shown up here on my website? Jack Howell's Cool Page still has the default Microsoft Azure web app title. So if I go back here and click publish, a couple of things will happen. It'll say, right, I'm going to try and publish this for you. Is that what you want? Yes. So click continue. It uploads the files for me. Now, haven't done much to this file, so I don't expect a huge change here. But hopefully it won't find any issues with publishing it, and you'll notice it detects I need some things, then I click continue, and I click continue again, and it says it's starting to publish, and now it's published. So now I click on the page, and I see that I've got a blank page now, but it's up on Azure Websites. This is actually a live page. jackhowellcoolpage.azurewebsites.net is live. The title is Jack's Page. Here it is running locally, same thing. Here it is before I made the edit with no changes, and again here before I made the edit. So the latest version is live now. It doesn't do much yet, but we'll modify that. So I'm going to go down here to body, and I'm going to add a new tag. We'll add a H1 tag, and Jack Howell Cool Page. Okay, and we'll add a paragraph underneath that. And my name is Jack, I am 12, and I love Minecraft and Pokemon. I'm actually copying Jack's first web page, only he wasn't 12 when he made it, he was a bit younger. So I'm going to zoom back out of that so you can see the whole lot there. And I'm going to test it out. This time I'll test it out in Internet Explorer. I click Internet Explorer, and it comes out with Jack Howell Cool Page. My name is Jack, I am 12, and I love Minecraft and Pokemon. We close that down. Finally, we'll publish. And again, as we publish, we have to hit continue, and it will attempt to publish it for us. And when the publishing is complete, we can click the link and see how it looks online. And there it is online. Jack Howell Cool Page. My name is Jack, I'm 12, and I love Minecraft and Pokemon. Now, if you know a bit about web development, you know you can add images, you know you can add text, you know you can add colors, you know you can add all the rest. You don't need me to show you how to do that. Now you know how you can really quickly provision and publish a web page on Azure. No FTPing, very, very, very little effort. You can do this with multiple IDEs, but this is absolutely the fastest and easiest one I've found. I think, you know, you should find it fairly easy yourself. If we go back here, just a few things you might be interested in. I can right-click on index, and you can see upload local version. You can also see that I have some remote settings, and I can manage my Azure domains, and you even have source code control if you use source code control for your websites, which is always a good idea. I'm going to stop that local server now, and I'm going to go back to our slides. So if you're following these slides, you'll be able to follow along the same steps I've just shown. It's really, really not challenging. If you've used any IDE, you'll find this very easy. Just remember a few things, like selecting North Europe. Don't leave it with South Central US or anything like that. Make sure you use the most local data center to you. Make sure that you come up with a name you'll remember. I suggest something like yourname.azurewebsites.net, especially if this is a CV site or an e-portfolio site. Don't put anything rude or silly or anything that you'd be embarrassed to tell an employer. And if you're not a web expert and you found the HTML, like I know I didn't do very much HTML, like I think I only used two tags, but if you're a little bit rusty in HTML, it happens to the best of us, there's a really good course on Microsoft Virtual Academy. It's called HTML5 and CSS3 Fundamentals, Development for Absolute Beginners. And I'll put a link to that on the channel line page. It's a really good course. Now, it's long, but it's really good, and it takes you through, well, just about everything you need to get started with HTML5 and CSS3. It's very in-depth, very good. And if you are familiar with HTML coding and you are comfortable with it, you're going to find that you can create code in just about anything and deploy it really quickly to Azure. And that's just about it. So remember, you test locally. You can test with different web browsers, and you should test if you've some very complicated website, make sure it works on everything. And then finally, publish to Azure. So when you're published, remember, it stays there for the whole year while you're a student from when you set up. You know, don't put up something and then forget about it, especially if you're promising to update it, or if you're promising to do something, or you're creating content, remember, it's there. People will find it. So, it's important if an employer is looking at this that it looks up to date and that you've created content and that you're continuously updating it. Otherwise, it can look like something you just created and forgot about. So that's it for setting up an Azure website with WebMatrix 3. Check out my Channel 9 blog to see how you can do more with Azure websites. And if you've enjoyed this series, please rate, comment, and subscribe. There's one more video which we've just added, which is a little follow-on video. It's only about 2 minutes long, but it tells you about a competition where you could win some great prizes. So I hope you watch that next. Thank you for listening to this series on Azure for DreamSpark, and good luck creating really cool websites.